This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland was the keynote speaker at a conservation symposium organized by Colorado State University yesterday. She spoke virtually and advocated for President Biden's plan to conserve 30% of public lands by 2030. Haaland also spoke about the nearly two dozen animal species that were declared extinct by the federal government.
A healthy ecosystem, that's what we're looking for. We want to make sure that wildlife has the habitat they need to continue so that we don't face any more extinctions.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was also at the event. He announced a $3 billion plan for farmers to recover from drought and the pandemic and fight African swine fever. Colorado is vying to be the next host of the Summit of the Americas. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
It's the only event that convenes heads of state from North, Central, and South America and the Caribbean. Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett, along with six of the state's seven representatives, sent a letter to the president in support of the state's proposal to host the event next year. They say Colorado will showcase the entrepreneurial spirit and expansive beauty of the country. In 2022, the U.S. will host the summit for the first time since the inaugural event in Miami in 1994. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
A Catholic doctor and a Buddhist student filed a federal lawsuit against the University of Colorado Anschutz School of Medicine yesterday, objecting to the school's requirement that faculty, staff, and students be vaccinated against COVID-19. The lawsuit claims the pair, who are anonymous, object to the vaccine for religious reasons. The doctor claims she faces imminent firing for her unwillingness to take the shot, according to the suit, and the student says he was forced out of his program at the school. This is CPR News. Vail is at 46 degrees with a high of 54 for today. You're listening to CPR. Stay tuned.